Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A white tablecloth, sit-down, fork-and-knife burger joint, okay, is not going to operate the same way the, hey, we're selling burgers for $12 a pop with a food tray. Yeah. You're not going to have the same business model. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Right? And so, like, nor should they operate. Both can be thriving businesses. Both can make a ton of money. Both can have overlapping clientele. But you should not operate those two businesses the same way.
And as we're putting a bow in this conversation, the game itself was awesome. The product... Listen, I still love the NBA product now as things shifted and, you know, the 3-and-D aspect, you know, the Stephen Curry Warriors changing the game, quote-unquote. Like, that's fine with me. The rest part, like, if we need to tinker that, I guess. Like, I think they've been doing the same thing for the last 20-plus years. Wasn't a problem 20 years ago like it is now. Is it because of the athletes running around more so than ever? I don't know. But the game yesterday was awesome. It turned into... like an NBA Finals. It felt like that towards the end because the intensity I felt from that arena, people were clenching. The lemon booty was real, as Bonte says, who's joining us at 9 o'clock. The lemon booty was real in Oklahoma City yesterday. It's like, oh, God, we just watched Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers do this to the Knicks. They're really about to do this. No, we're better than the Knicks. This can't happen to us. And lo and behold, it happened to them. So, like, the game itself, which we talked about that entire first segment, if you missed it on the Odyssey app, we did. We're just talking about how this league could get on par with the NFL, and that's what Adam Silver's saying. You're never going to be on par with them. Just stick with what you do best. And just do the little things. We're just asking to do the little things first. Just nail the little things. This is what the NFL does very well, and they do the big things well, too. Just nail the little things.
But you know what they don't do in the NFL? Even though they've got, obviously football on their station, they don't shove Stephen A. Smith down my throat.
No, they don't. They have an actual, like, I will go to ESPN. I will go to NBC. I will go to CBS. I will go to Fox. They have legit competition. Now, they all work in tandem together, and they gas up the league, because you'll see that all the time. It's like, hey, they'll come with the national broadcast, coming up for the National Football League. We got the crew at ESPN. We have the crew at NBC doing this. Like, collectively, now they have Amazon Prime, obviously, being a part of that. So they have so many different outlets that I can go to. It doesn't feel like NBA, on TV anyways, has those outlets that I can go to and get legit basketball breakdown.
I think we're if this all goes back to, and again, when you're talking about all the stuff that you're bringing up, it all goes back to ESPN and the way that they broadcast and who they choose to put out there. And I think it's ruining just the coverage of the game. Stephen A. Smith at halftime blasting Tyrese Haliburton for Tyrese Haliburton to only come out and basically shove it in his face. Right. I mean, what are we doing? We don't need first.
Why
take.
Was he? Wait, well, why was he blasting Tyrese Haliburton?
He didn't do anything in the first half, and it's the first tankification of the coverage is a big part. This is why I'm telling you, the NBA needs NBC more than NBC needs the NBA. Mm. Right now, they need them in such a bad way. They need something fresh and different from a competition perspective, as you reference all of the different places that broadcast the NFL, I can't with Stephen A. Smith anymore. And I'm telling you, ESPN is as much to do with the blame of the demise of the NBA product as anything.
The Milkman in San Francisco wants to join in this conversation. 888-957-9570. Milkman, what's up, man? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky in the Morning Roast.
Well, that was fast, and the milk didn't even have a chance to get warm or spoil.
We don't like more milk here. We like a straight cold, ice cold milk, man. Well, like your takes.
There you go. The game itself is not compelling enough without villains and heroes. I mean, almost every other sport has that.
Yes.
You know, there's a show right now on HBO, and I'm not going to give any spoils away, but they kill people off. But you know, and they get rid of the main character, and you're like, why am I watching now? Why am I interested in this? I'm talking to my friends at work, and I said, did you watch the end of that game? And you know what? How they answer? Who won? And these are like diehard Dubs fans, but they're not watching. And we have to remember that only 45 years ago, the NBA Finals was on tape delay. People forget that, and it can go right back to that. The other thing about football and basketball is there's 17 games of football. There's over 100 games of basketball when you include the regular season and the postseason. Yeah. It's almost too much.
I agree.
I'm not even going to comment too much about just the style of the game. Where everybody I'm a Celtics fan. I can't stand their game. I can't stand just shooting 50, 60 threes a game. To me, that's not interesting. It's not interesting to watch. It's like baseball, where all they care about is, you know, ball velocity and angle, and everybody's just trying to hit a home run. Just not an interesting game. When you take away all the little incidental nuances of the game, That's what draws people in.
Yeah.
Looking over batting averages and all that. Anyway.
No, it's
you know,
a good
I
call.
Love you guys, and I wish you guys were Boston Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the call. Man. Like, I think about this all the time in the NFL. If all it was were 50-yard passes for touchdowns, I think early on we'd be like, yes, yes, right? But if all we had was 1 yard running back runs, right, which are dunks, right, or however you want to put it, QB sneaks or something like that, and 50-yard bombs, right, that would get tired real quick. And it's the same thing that happened in baseball, where it was like home runs and strikeouts. We got bored of that real quick.
Wasn't it refreshing for the first half of last year in the NFL, Joe? Like, defenses were balling.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what's going on with offenses around the league? Oh, you mean like the teams adjusting around the league and the defensive coordinators being a step ahead? Yeah, it was refreshing to watch. All these, the Mahomes of the world struggling, right? Josh Allen early on struggling, or Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, like a lot of these guys were struggling early on in the season. It was like, it's kind of refreshing to watch.
And wasn't it refreshing to have the rejuvenation of the running back position?
It was.
With CMC and then now Barkley and obviously Derrick Henry being as great as he was.
Jacobs last year.
There's so many guys that were awesome. But like, again, this goes back to, I think in life, just in general, you know, a good mix.
Right.
A good blend. Too much of anything is bad for you. And right now, too many threes, just three-pointers and dunks is not enough.
You know, it is funny, and we're talking about this now, and we're talking about the comparison between leagues, because remember, it was Super Bowl week, Joe, leading up to it, is when we first started together on this show. And it was the Luka trade. It was the Jimmy Butler trade. It was all of that.
The
Super Bowl week. NBA dominated Super Bowl week. And they really dominated post-Super Bowl because Super Bowl was a blowout. We had, what, maybe half a show on Monday talking about the Eagles blowing out the Chiefs? And that was about it. Like, that was it. And it was like, can the Niners get back to this level? And Jalen Hurts, hey, congratulations. Nick Sirianni versus Kyle Shanahan. So it wasn't even the product. It was the drama around the league. It was who's getting traded here. It was the Spurs being involved and Wemby and De'Aaron Fox and obviously Luka and the Lakers. Jimmy and the Miami Heat and that whole thing, how it went down. It was just crazy now that I'm looking back that during that era, during that run a couple months ago to the Super Bowl week, it was the NBA dominating. And we were talking about the league. And we did have a huge stretch of months talking about, wow, look at the Lakers, the Grizzlies, the Nuggets, the Warriors, all fighting for that top six seed, right? In the West, the Timberwolves. Like, that was really fun.
Well,
and all those teams, now that I mentioned it, kind of had players that you care about more so than the Thunder and the Pacers. And that's kind of why people are not really tuning in.
Well, I think the, you know, the other unfortunate thing is, like, zoom out, right? If I say NFL playoffs, right? Whatever, oh man, Lamar couldn't get it done again. Josh Allen couldn't get it done again. Oh, Matt Stafford came up short. Jaden Daniels, they went a little farther than we thought. Oh, Detroit laid an egg. Sam Darnold laid an egg. In the NBA, if I say, what were the headlines from the playoffs? You might go Knicks, Pacers, right? That was pretty fun. And the Pacers' dramatic flair for the comeback. I think most people would start with, like, Steph got hurt. Jason Tatum got hurt. Look, this just sucks. Yeah. Maybe it's just this particular playoffs. But, like, those are headliners. Thibodeau got fired. It was all the stuff that was kind of off the floor, which kind of sucks.
Right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Valkyries and the Warriors. Valkyries, by the way, falling yesterday to the Phoenix Mercury. Final score, 86-77. And the WNBA Commissioner's Cup. Do they change the floor for the Commissioner's Cup?
Dude, I was...
someone locked in on that?
I was driving around, and I was listening to Dana and Sophie Jones. Kevin Dana is just so good.
He is.
I mean, so good. And, like, they're blowing this big lead. It's happening again. And he's nailing it.
And, by the way, they are always live on the Free Odyssey app for every single Valkyries game. You can find that on the Valkyries tab there on the Odyssey app. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. It's Spadoni at Chasky, 1 hour down here on a payday Friday. We got Bonta Hill joining us in studio at 9 o'clock hour. We'll touch more on the NBA Finals then with him as well and get his thoughts on the Pacers stealing game one. We'll also get his thoughts and Dave Fleming's thoughts at 8 o'clock on the Giants and that massive split, Joe, against the San Diego Padres. Again, we were referencing it earlier, and I was saying it must have been doom and gloom around here after that, you know, second game of this series loss and how it all went down and you know, being down 5-0 just the other day and feeling like, God, is this rock bottom for this team? They can't score anything. 5-0 might as well have been 20-0 when it comes to the bats of these Giants. But for them to fight back in that game and come back and that Elliot Ramos double and what he was able to do, yelling at the dugout, he was insane. Jung-Hoo Lee, wow, a sack fly? Whoa, I haven't seen one of those in years. It's great. And then for them to come back and win it, and then winning yesterday, right? 3-2 the final. Robbie Ray just balling again. Duvall being able to slam the door with runners on second and third and two outs. That was a little nerve-wracking there, right?
Yeah.
Being able to get it done.
100 career saves now for Camillo.
Really? Look at that. 100 career
saves.
It's kind of fast, sneakily, because he's been up and down and up and down. It's pretty incredible for Camillo Duvall. But wow, what a way to split that. And not all splits are built the same. You could be feeling like the Padres right now. They're probably feeling like, man, I don't feel good coming out of that split. We should have swept this team. Now if you're the Giants saying, wow, we split this team, and we could have swept them. We let this stuff go, right? So overall, a great split for them against a division rival, now heading into a three-game set against Atlanta, Joe.
Yeah, this is a great win for the Giants. And to get the split after I felt like they were going to get swept.
It felt like
it's a huge one, and it just feels like the momentum has completely shifted. Guys are starting to play really well. Robbie Ray's been outstanding, and I want to get into it more.
On the other side, we're going to do that because they're only 2.5 back from the Dodgers in first place. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but let's not act like they can't at this point. It's June 6th, and they're right there. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Baseball with him in the 9 o'clock hour as he joins us in studio. Plus, we will have this or that in that hour, and it's going to be Robbie Ray related as Robbie Ray continues to win, Joe. 8-1, really should be 9-0 on the season, but he's been incredible, man. Talking about Cy Young candidates in the NL, again, it's June 6th. We have a long way to go. He's absolutely a part of the conversation, and you know what? We talk about it, and there's a lot still to happen as the Giants win yesterday in a final score 3-2. Camilo Duvall gets the save. Dylan Cease takes the L there. But this plays down the stretch. This kind of baseball, when you have starters that can go this long and go seven innings, giving up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just two earned runs, four hits. You had nine Ks. That plays. He has won Cy Youngs in the past. When I have Logan Webb seemingly going seven innings strong every single time out there when he leads the league every single year in innings pitch, I know what I'm getting. Excuse me. Landon Roop, he's been solid. Now, is that going to continue? I don't know. Hayden Birdsong has been encouraging, right? I know Harrison got hurt. I hope it wasn't too serious. Was it just a bruise? I think Bo Mel said it wasn't too serious when he had to come out of the game the other day. He's shown some flashes, but I don't expect him to be that starter, but he can give you some bullpen innings, and obviously the bullpen has been nails as of late. Now, I don't know if they have a definitive closer. Hopefully it's Duvall going forward. I know Randy Rodriguez came in the other day. Ryan Walker, I don't know what's going on there, so we'll see. But Justin Verlander, another guy, when he comes back, like, he's not Cy Young Verlander anymore, but hell, when I know when push comes to shove, he's going to give me five, he's going to give me maybe six, and he's not going to give up more than three earned runs. That plays. Now, can the bats just give me some consistency going forward? I think they can. I think they can, Joe. And I keep watching this team and expecting them to hit a major, major lull, but they don't. They're seven games over. They're 19-11 at home. Oracle was balling yesterday on a day game. The atmosphere feels like it's back at Oracle, and that's a big thing because it's felt stale the last few years, really stale.
Yeah, no, it has. Getting to Robbie Ray here. So, like, did you ever watch Cliff Lee closely?
Closely, those big, like, postseason starts, yes.
Yeah.
He used to play the A's for when he was a Texas Ranger. But, yeah. And obviously against the Giants, but Phillies, like, he's played a lot of different teams, and I watched him, yeah.
He's a guy that I don't think people would say the name of initially as some, like, dominant pitcher. But during his heyday, he would pitch ace-like for stretches. I mean, long stretches. And he had multiple really good years. I think he was, like, at least a four-time All-Star. I know he had the one Cy Young, bounced around, played on a lot of teams. You know, I'm looking at Robbie Ray and just like his career arc. And you pull up his baseball reference page, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, the amount of teams this guy's played for is kind of remarkable. Detroit, Arizona, Toronto, Seattle, and now the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He's had an underrated great career.
No, Robbie Ray's been really good. It's just the injuries. I think his whole persona, the tight pants, the grunts, it's kind of like, people like, eh, I don't know, but like, that, don't let that fool you. It's funny, and it's like kind of a thing, like his own little shtick, if you will, but he's legit. He's got the stuff.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. Like, Cliff Lee, because he was left-handed, threw hard and had a really nice breaking ball. When he was on, he was incredible. Just incredible. And when I watch Robbie Ray, I'm like, dude, when this guy's on, he is incredible.
If you were to tell me he debuted, Joe, in 2014, I'd be like, wait, what? Like, I just looked at his age, 33 years old, Robbie
Ray? I know.
Ray?
He's been around forever.
That's actually kind of wild.
I know.
Because I feel like I've only paid attention to him.
The last 5 years.
The last five, like, with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
That's really when I started paying attention to the guy. And he was a Diamondback for 5 years, so the Giants have been playing against him. But, like, that's really when he kind of came of age, if you will. Because he was an All-Star back in 2017, I think 1 year with the D-backs. But, really, it was that Cy Young year with Toronto in 2021. It's like, oh, okay, he's officially on the map, and he wore the tight pants and everything. And then the Mariners get him, and it's like, okay, all right, then he gets hurt. So he's had a kind of a journeyman approach, as you've mentioned. But I didn't see this coming.
He's
I didn't.
Awesome.
Did you see this coming when the Giants acquired him? What did you make of Robbie Ray when they did get him?
Well, like, you have to understand, like, they signed Mitch Haniger and T. Stefani, and those were just horrible deals. They were horrible deals.
And they let go Rodon. Well, Rodon didn't want to come here. Kevin Gausman, obviously.
I viewed it more as, like, here's a flyer. We'll take a flyer on Robbie Ray. That's what I viewed it as at the time. It's a great trade. In retrospect, a great trade. Farhan deserves a ton of credit. And Robbie and the staff and the recovery process, whatever they've done, they deserve credit. You know, obviously the individual, his team, his doctors, physicians, the Giants staff, the medical, the training staff, and how they've worked this thing out. Look, Logan Webb's a stud, and I know for a lot of people, I'm going to throw this out there, and they're going to think I'm crazy. If you're telling me this guy is in form like this come playoff time, the way he looks right now, I think he has an argument to be the guy who gets the ball game one over Logan Webb.
I don't know.
No disrespect to Logan Webb whatsoever, but that's how good. Like, right now, Robbie Ray is pitching as good as anyone in baseball.
He is. He's legitimately on the short list for NL Cy Young.
Yesterday, let's talk about yesterday. So yesterday,
2.4 ERA.
Yesterday, guy gets on base. Unfortunate play. Anyway, he hangs one to Machado. That's basically the whole game right there. He hung one pitch. That's how good he was yesterday. He was lights out outside of that.
And Machado's an all-time player. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
Machado in this series was the best player on the field for 3 out of 4 games.
Yeah. He's been incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And right now I'm watching that Padres team. My overall takeaway, the Giants are neck and neck with them. And if you told me that these two teams end up playing down the stretch for one of the wild card spots and it's just the two of them, it's going to come down to who makes the shakeup at the deadline and gets that one piece that puts them one game over the top. That's what it feels like to me right now.
There, again, we mentioned this, like, if I'm a Padres fan waking up this morning, I was like, man, we really squandered this series. We could have swept this team, or at the very least won this series 100%. 3-1. If I'm the Giants saying, like, hell, man, we salvaged this series in a huge way, and now let's take this momentum. Like, that Elliot Ramos hit the other night, Joe, when was the last time you felt that good about a regular season Giants play? Like, with everything baked into it, you felt like, wow, that felt big time, which is crazy because we're in the early part of June. Like, I haven't felt like that in a long time if I'm a Giants fan.
Look, it's easy to forget full seasons that when you don't win, like 2022, 2023, last year.
Like, even the no-hitter with Blake Snell that he had last year, it didn't feel big because they were on the road. That was a part of it. So it didn't feel like that. And the fact that this was in front of the home crowd.
We have to let some time happen. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
But and the DFAs being a part of it that
hypothetically,
day.
Hypothetically, they go on a nice little run here, right? Like over the next month. This could be like the Talkman play, you know, from a couple of years back in 2021. That's what I brought up the next day. It's like, that's how fired up I was.
Dodgers, Giants, Pujols being a part of it, right?
And seeing the young guy, Johnson, the local guy, make multiple plays, the defensive play, multiple hits. And then yesterday, Dom Smith doing what he did. Like, that's the little magic of kind of just changing the roster over and having some success. that's what really spurned them in 2021.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shasky alluded to it right there. We can throw out that. Same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. We want your participation, people. Logan Webb, Robbie Ray. Who's the one? Who's the real one on this team right now? Well, if you had to go one game right now, let's go back to old wild card days,
okay,
right?
In their form right now.
If this was one game wild card.
That last start by Logan Webb's as good as it gets.
So good.
I mean, it's as good as it gets. So if you're going to go off like form right now, it's going to be Logan Webb. But if you'd asked me before the last start, I would have said Robbie Ray. Because Logan's last two starts weren't great, even though he's a stud. Also, to me, being a lefty plays into this. So what is the lineup that I'm going up against? If you'd asked me last year at this time, I might have taken Logan Webb over anyone that they had. But then later on in the year, I would have taken Blake Snell.
See, it's fun. It's interesting.
You know what I mean?
And it is matchup dependent. No, absolutely.
And form. I think form matters in this.
Because I do trust Logan Webb if they're going up against, like, the Dodgers, let's say, for example. Because I've seen him go up against the Dodgers.
Good point.
In a game one situation.
Point. He knows their bats very well.
He knows them. Yeah. He absolutely knows them.
I would agree.
Baked into it. And Robbie Ray, he's been incredible this season. I'm not taking anything away from him. He has had, in the past, I've seen him get just battered and beaten and bruised, and the game could get away from him very quickly. I've seen him at times be a little bit of a head case. At times, I've seen that. He hasn't been that this season for the most part. He's been freaking incredible. Again, 8-1, 2.44 ERA, 87 strikeouts, barely has over one whip. That's incredible.
To me, it's the lack of loud contact.
Yes.
The Machado play notwithstanding, he's just been unbelievable. I mean, he really has. Look, when you are having these kinds, and these are fun, these are sports discussions.
Yeah.
For how many years it was Kane or Lincecum, one game scenario, and it ended up working out where Lincecum was your one, Kane was your two,
exactly.
Right? And then 2012, Kane was clearly your ace of the staff, and he was your 2012 number one, and Lincecum kind of fell out of favor of the rotation. This is the fun sports talk stuff that I kind of live for, and I don't think it's a disrespect of either player. It's just, it's having fun and talking about it. Like right now, like Camilo got his 100th save. You know what I thought was the most important play of the game yesterday? Was Randy Rodriguez getting out of that inning when he did. Was it the 8th inning, I believe it was? He has been phenomenal. Like, I love both players. I need both players to get where I want to go. So these are the fun things that we, like, you, when you have the pitching that they have, you can have these fun discussions. You know what? And there's going to be a point, Joe, there's going to be a point where you're going to be able to set your rotation up coming out of the break. And just think about where we're at right now. Landon Roop's looking really good.
Yes.
Hayden Birdsong looks really good right now. Who knows where Verlander's at? Like, I don't know. Who knows where Harrison's at? We're not really sure right now. But you got Logan Webb, you got Robbie Ray, you got Birdsong, you got Roop. How many teams in the National League, forget the American League, die to have that four?
Oh, are you kidding me? Like, just those top two alone, I would put
13 teams?
I put that duo against anyone else in Major League Baseball, American League included. Like, it's Max Fried and Carlos Rodon, and then I'm putting Robbie Ray and Logan Webb with them.
If I asked you, hey, Joe, you get to pick one starter and one reliever, right, from the Giants, all right? And then
that's a fun question, actually, because I don't know who their closer is right now. I don't.
I think it's Camilo for now, but it's situation-based.
You just said it right there. I think it's him for now. There's a lot of qualifiers
there. I don't think it's a
knock-on
call. No. He's been great. He had the one bad outing, all right, but he's been great. So, in this hypothetical, let's say I take Logan Webb and Randy Rodriguez.
Okay.
You're running to the table and taking
Robbie Ray and Camilo Duvall.
Right.
There you go.
And there's no wrong answer.
No.
But that's how good this team's been right now. And I look at San Diego, and although they have a pretty good bullpen as well.
I do.
Dylan Cease is a good pitcher. I don't think he's better than Ray or Logan Webb this year. I don't.
No, he's not. Great mustache, but he's been kind of all over the place.
He got hit back up the middle yesterday.
Yeah, he
got pegged.
And he's... pause. He had 7 strikeouts yesterday, 3 walks, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, and just 5 innings. Like, but he's another guy where I've seen, he gets hit a lot in big moments I've seen, and in playoff games in particular. If his stuff isn't biting, and he's not fooling anyone, they're just sitting on some of those sliders, and he hangs them a lot, and they take advantage. He's really good. I've seen him throw a no-hitter. He threw one, I think, last year, right, for the Pods. Like, he's a really good pitcher. But would I say he's like an all-timer that I'm going to be fearing in a playoff scenario? No, because I've seen him get bounced around and hit around, whether it was with the White Sox or with the Padres. 888-957-9570. I kind of like that. Which tandem are you taking right now? Of closer or bullpen arm and starting pitcher. I love that.
707. If it's on the road, Ray has to get the ball game one.
Ooh.
Home, I give it to Webb. Webb's way better at home. So that's an interesting element. You know, that's a really interesting element. You know, against the
bats. He's a contact pitcher, I guess, a ground ball guy. Yeah. So, like, if I'm in, I don't know, Cincinnati, right, mm-hmm. which is a hitter's park, do you feel better about Robbie Ray being in there than you do Logan Webb in that scenario, where I feel better about the shutdown guy when it comes to strikeouts and Robbie being a lefty?
Yeah.
And again, you mentioned this. The lineups matter. And form always matters when you're heading into the playoffs. Why? It mattered for the Giants in 2010. They got hot at the right time. You mentioned the D-backs a couple years ago against the Rangers. Like, the D-backs, and they did. Zach Gallen was in form,
mm-hmm.
and Merrill Kelly was in form. Those are their kind of top two guys. But again, conversely, the Rangers, who didn't have DeGrom, obviously, he was hurt. I think Scherzer was hurt at one point, too. Who are they leaning on? Nathan Eovaldi, big-time pitcher, but he's not really like a perennial all-star, but he's just a gamer.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Ryan Vogel song, if you want. I know Evaldi's I think he's better overall. His career's been better. But like kind of that form, if you will. Maybe Matt Cain's probably a better comp for Eovaldi, just a big game player. And then they had Jordan Montgomery that season, right? And it all just kind of worked together. And they just rode those two players. I mean, you can't tell me that Logan Webb, a perennial Cy Young candidate, and Robbie Ray, who's won a Cy Young, those guys can't do damage come playoff time. So we're talking about this, Joe, in the NL West, in this little bubble, if you will. And why not the Giants? Hell with just being a wild card team. Why can't they win the division? All the injuries I'm seeing with the Dodgers pitching, yes, their lineup is freaking incredible.
Really
no one's going to deny. They have MVPs left and right. Like, my God, it's incredible whenever I watch them. And again, MLB's shoving them down our throat when it comes to Mookie Betts and Shohei. I've seen all the time.
I get it.
They're the cash cows. Like, that's fine. That's what they're going to lean on constantly. It's like the NFL with Mahomes. They're going to show us every single Mahomes highlight. Great. They're 5-6 or they're 6-5. I get it. Whatever. But the Padres even, too. It's fun. I get it. Machado, Tatis, they're the fun team right now. But when I just look at both those teams compared to the Giants, it's night and day when it comes to the pitching, which is what you need in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And I doubt that they're going to have the pitching, when it comes to the health, when it comes to anything, to take them all the way to the championship. And I do think the Giants have what it takes to win a series or two with their pitching alone, if it is in form.
And look, I don't think this is a disrespect. Let's look at the Dodgers, for example. The Giants are, let's say hypothetically, the Giants are in a playoff series down the stretch. It's to get into the playoffs against the Dodgers, and you have an opportunity to set your rotation, right? If it's against the Dodgers and they start Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, Conforto, and Shohei, that's four lefties in the lineup, okay? Against lefties this year, and I'm getting real in the weeds here, Robbie Ray has an opponent batting average against lefties of 206. Logan Webb's is 277. So in that particular one, as much as I love, you know, Logan Webb, if he's not in form and they're going to stack it with a bunch of lefties in the lineup, well, maybe I do start Robbie Ray before Logan Webb. Now, if it's all righties, I think I go in the other direction. And at least, you know, more because they're going to have Freeman and Ohtani in the lineup probably no matter what. But if they don't have Conforto in the lineup and they've got some more righties, then I'm more inclined to play the matchups and go with Logan Webb. This is such a great problem to have.
It is.
I mean, how many teams actually have this luxury?
You know, I was actually talking about why I feel better about Logan Webb against the Dodgers. But conversely, you just look at just stats against a franchise. Now, it changes. Teams change constantly. But I do think it matters at the end of the day because ownage is ownage no matter what. I mean, I don't care who the uniform is, but Paul Goldschmidt, when he comes to San Francisco, is going to hit a home run. It's baked into my head.
I'm totally with you.
Right? Like, certain things are going to happen, especially if it's
like
Tim
Machado. Yeah. Machado versus the Giants. He's going to do something.
He's going to do something, right? And now I think Ohtani's going to be part of that situation.
They had a bases loaded, and they were up two runs the other night. And there was two outs. And
who was up? Sorry, it was
Machado. Up
Machado was
with
up, yeah.
Jackson Merrill on deck.
Yeah,
and I swear to you, it crossed my mind. Maybe he'll walk in the run here and just put Machado on. Because I fear, to your point, like, I fear Machado so much.
Right.
Now, in that scenario, you're putting the game-winning run at second base. And but that's how much I fear that guy. So I'm with you. There are certain guys I would rather not beat me.
Absolutely. And Robbie Ray, I just looked this up. This is courtesy of StatMuse. Robbie Ray against the Dodgers. In his career, 9-6, 3.33 ERA, 173 strikeouts, and 22 appearances. So in 22 games against said Dodgers.
Not bad.
It's pretty good, actually.
Not bad.
Logan Webb, and he's had 16 appearances, so doing the quick math there, that's six fewer than Robbie Ray. 4-6 with an ERA of 4.11.
Wow, that's surprising.
So, a little.
But that doesn't include the playoffs, where game one and game five, he was outstanding.
You're absolutely correct. That does not include the playoffs.
He had multiple, I mean, not good, brilliant outings in the playoffs.
Right, and I don't know if Robbie Ray has ever faced the Dodgers come playoff time. I'm not sure if when he was a Diamondback or not.
And I put more weight into those playoff performance. Even though it was 4 years ago, I put so much more weight into those.
No, absolutely. Well, you want to hear from Robbie Ray?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Is this on with Willard and Dibbs, right? Thumbs up, and you can find that entire interview when he joined Willard and Dibbs on the Odyssey app, which is free, or on YouTube. So let's hear Robbie Ray talking about the starters, right? Because so much has been made, Joe, about the starters going long and getting zero run support. But they understand at the end of the day, the bats are going to pick them up at some point. And he's going to have a struggle here or there, or maybe a stretch where he's not pitching well, and the bats bring him up. So it's always a give and take. But I always love when the pitchers have the bats' backs, if you will. And here's Robbie talk about the starters needing to hold it down right now.
Yeah, I mean, coming into spring training, we talked about, you know, the starting rotation, doing our best to carry the team each and every night. As starters, you know, you want to get 21 outs every single day. So that's kind of been our goal, is to kind of be the anchor of this ball club and keep us in the game each and every night. That's something that, you know, we've been able to do, and that's kind of what we pride ourselves on.
And again, we're talking about the starting pitching, holding it down right now. There's going to be a moment. I promise, Giants fans, I promise. All right, there's going to be a stretch here in this summer where the bats will get hot and the pitching might dip for a second. There's ebbs and flows in every single season. So there's going to be a point where we're ragging on the bats right now that you're going to be like, oh, well, where'd this starting pitching go? It's always going to be changing. So the fact that there's seven games over 500 right now and the bats have been awful and your highest paid player in the history of the franchise has been awful at the plate, and Willie Adames, and defensively not that great either. Although I did see your tweet the other day, and there is something to be said about him being able to turn quick double plays, just touching the bag and throwing it. There's something to be said there. Now, can he just, you know, field his position correctly at times? It's been a little bit of an adventure, but I do think Willie Adames, because he can't be any worse right now, at some point he will break through this slump.
You want to talk about a tale of 2 weeks? Last seven games, Chapman has 9 hits in 24 at-bats, and is batting .375, obviously with some huge moments. Adames, last seven games, 2-for-21, 7 strikeouts.
It's not good, Joe. It's not good.
He does have 6 walks, but, I mean, he's batting .095 for the week, and it's just, it's been a bad week. The poor guy struck out twice yesterday on breaking balls. Looking, and he's in his head. It's so cloudy for the guy right now. Like, you're seeing so many check swings. He needs a 3-hit day so bad. The way I needed McDonald's breakfast this morning from Carter, like we do on our Friday.
We're calling it McFridays now, by the way.
All right. The way I needed the sausage egg McMuffin on a McFriday here at 95.7 The Game so bad. That's how bad Willie Adames needs a 3-hit day.
It's desperately, right? And no better time to do that against the Braves right now, who are also scuffling.
Did you see what happened to them?
What happened?
They blew a 7-run lead or so. Or no, they gave up 7 late in the game to lose. I think it was to Arizona.
Oh, my God.
I sent the audio to the group yesterday. Yeah, they're not good right now. The Braves, like this.
Oh, my God. I'm seeing her at top of the 9th.
Yeah.
They had a 10-2 lead? Oh my God! Oh, 7 runs. So they had a 6-run lead. Oh my God!
It's incredible, right?
Oh my God!
I mean, the script writes itself. But That's like the worst team I want to see right now, is the team that just blew a huge lead and is scuffling. It's like, oh, this is the get-hot game.
Diamondbacks are weird, man. Like, they're 500 right now. I swear to God, whenever I pull up, like, Twitter feed, it's just them having incredible comebacks.
Wild.
Or just clutch home runs.
They remind me of the Pacers.
A little bit, right?
Don't count them out. The other thing about yesterday's game with the Giants that we have to get into, how about Dom Smith?
Yeah.
And the amount of Mets fans that are so miserable that try to get in my mentions, he's not going to do anything for you. You're going to get excited, and then he's going to suck again. We got him for free. They brought him in for nothing. And he's already, in two games, done more. And I hate to bash on Lamont Wade, but like, let's call it what it is. He's had as much of an impact on winning in two games as Lamont has had in months. You know, and I'm not trying to be mean. What Lamont did prior is great, but they've already won the acquisition. Even if he does nothing from here on out, like Dom Smith, huge hit yesterday, makes a couple of really nice defensive plays, and then in the post game is referencing, even though I'm an L.A. guy, you know I like that Mac Dre. As he comes up, what was the name of the song that he used?
I think he used Feeling Myself.
Oh, clutch. Come on. I mean,
only Mac Dre can rap to that beat.
It's so.
Give me the beat at some point. Pull it up, Carter.
We'll have a rejoin.
Dom Smith, a guy from L.A., saying, I got to get my Vallejo, my Bay Area on. I love that. As he's also got the Vallejo boy batting leadoff and Daniel Johnson in the outfield. It's just, sometimes you need a spark, and sometimes you need to make some moves and tweak some things. And sometimes, like, for example, you need a Gui Santos moment. And the Giants kind of got a Gui Santos moment, as I go cross-sport analogy
Pat
here.
Pat Spencer.
Yeah, they got a little something from Pat Spencer.
Okay, there you go. I'm not mad at that.
They got the Dom Smith game.
By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Go to Laughing Monk. Watch some Giants games there. Get a brewski. Get some lobster linguine. Get a burger. Get a salad. Whatever you want. It is a payday Friday here, 95.7 The Game. We are feeling it. The Giants are feeling it. Dominic Smith is feeling himself. And real quick on that, I did want to get your thoughts, though, Joe, on Lamont Wade being DFA'd, right? Like, did that happen, 9:30? You guys were on air when it happened? Mm-hmm. Just your quick thoughts on that. I do want to know, because for a guy that he got a nickname, and I get it, it was a really fun season. Yeah. It was awesome. Like, he had a couple months, right? He had a couple months. No, he had some moments.
He had a magical run at the end of 2021.
That's what it was, right? Yeah. And it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. Like, were you feeling like sad? Were you feeling like, this just is what it is? I'll always remember that. It was late night Lamont. He'll always have a little bit moment.
No, there's some mixed feelings.
Okay, mixed
feelings. There's
feelings.
Right. Like, there's on one angle, like, and I brought this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This up, and you know, people are always triggered by this, but like on one level, like, you know, when he got brought in for the team, it was like, man, this guy's contributing and he's a big part of their late game success. There's not a chance in hell they sniff the playoffs in 2021 without him. There's not a chance in hell they win 107 without him. And also the reality is like right now he's not good enough to justify a spot on the roster.
It's not.
And on a team that didn't have a lot of African-American representation, and I've talked about this a lot, that, you know, I'm not saying that you have to have specific ethnicities on the roster to fill a quota or anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I coach a lot of inner-city kids and a lot of black kids, and for them to have a player who looks like them, and for all the white kids and young Asian-American and Latino-American kids that I coach, for them to have different types of players from different backgrounds that they could look up to as a hero, that to me, that does matter. You know, for a long time, like I wanted an international player like Jung-Hoo Lee,
right?
I wanted them to bring in that because when can we have our guy? See Ichiro and Yamamoto and Shohei, and it's cool that we have that kind of a guy, and to see the stands and how he's become a fan favorite in Jung-Hoo Lee. Like, it was really cool that we had Lamont Wade Jr. at a time when it felt like that representation of black players, black American, African American players in baseball was underrepresented compared to what it was in years past. And so, like, on that level, like, yeah, dude, like, he meant more than just the hits that he got to some of the kids on my team. And that's not lost on me.
Fair enough.
And also, like, he's not good enough, and that's the meritocracy of sports. So even though those things are cool and that's awesome, it's also you have to produce, and he didn't produce. And so next man up, Casey Schmidt gets a chance to play first base. Mm-hmm. They bring in Dom Smith, who also happens to be African-American,
yeah.
You know, and they bring in Daniel Johnson. And so the reason why I love sports is anyone can be good. Big, small, tall, fat, skinny, you know, whatever color, whatever gender, it doesn't matter. You can be good or you can be bad. And if you're good, you will stay. And if you're not, you're gone. And that's the beauty of American sports. But, you know, also, like, I remember what he represented and also what he meant to the team those years. When he was coming up in a pinch hit situation, it felt like some magic was going to happen.
Late night Lamont. Late night Lamont was a great nickname, is because he delivered late in clutch situations.
But we also ran out of, you know, the pixie dust, right?
And that happens.
But I would say the same thing about Austin Slater. Austin Slater at one time was a late game substitution guy who was awesome and had his moments and whatever. And the pixie dust ran out, and that's okay. And you got to move on.
And
I don't know. I don't know if Farhan moves on from him, honestly.
Well, and you see that in just not baseball. I see it in basketball, too. I think the pixie dust ran out for some players in the Warriors run. We saw it. It was the Gary Payton, right? Gary Payton's of the world. You know, Kevon Looney. Like, sometimes you need to turn a page in certain situations. Not to say that they're going to do that yet. We'll see the transactions that will be made this summer. But sometimes you just got to turn the page. And you got to make some moves that will get the attention of a clubhouse as well.
Yeah.
And Buster Posey spoke to that, obviously running the show now for the San Francisco Giants, talking about those moves igniting the clubhouse.
As much as anything, it's you're trying to ignite something, I think. That was another one. I mean, cost too. They're not easy decisions, but we're just trying to provide a little bit more offense and have some versatility, whether it's more bats when these players are starting or coming off the bench, that just gives us a little bit more offensive upside right now.
It's time to go, is what Buster Posey said. And I love that. Like, this is him putting the team on notice, where I never felt any of that urgency from Farhan Zaidi. I just never did. And that might not be Farhan's fault. It's just Buster Posey has a presence about him. He does. Not to say he has a huge personality, but you don't need to have a huge personality to feel someone's presence. Like, you look at a guy and sometimes you can just feel it. And he's one of those dudes. And he commands respect because of what he's meant for this franchise. and him being a big game player for this franchise for so long, being a Hall of Famer and for the Giants and also just Major League Baseball in general, I felt that. And God, it was refreshing to feel a guy that actually feels what the fan base is feeling. He felt like he had the pulse of this fan base, yeah, which I don't think a guy in his position has felt for in quite some time.
They're searching so bad in terms of looking for any spark offensively. We were tricking ourselves into believing 200 career at-bat guy Gerard Encarnacion could be the answer. And look, he's hit the ball hard. He has nothing to show for it. He's 0-10 to start the year. Right? But like, they're searching so bad. They acquired a guy who's bounced around 1,000 times and was also playing in the Mexican League, like Gerard, in Johnson, the kid from Vallejo, who I'm rooting for. After one night of production, they batted him leadoff. Like, that's, again, I'm not mad at him. I'm happy for him. I really am. I'm legitimately happy for him. But that kind of speaks to how bad they're searching right now. They're searching so bad, they acquired Dom Smith when no one else in baseball wanted him and put him in the lineup right away and started him at first base 2 back-to-back games. Now, they were rewarded with that by him making plays, but again, that's multiple players, okay, in your starting lineup where you're just searching. And the analogy I would use is, I think we've all seen it at when you go to the bowling alley or maybe you go to the video game place or the movie theater, there's that little claw and you got all these prizes.
The claw machine.
Yeah, and it can go down and you're trying to grab something in there and you're just searching and you're reaching the claw down and you're trying to pull something out.
Dude, I had a clutch one of those because they have these massive claw games now. You can get massive stuffed animals. First try I did at the bowling alley out in Alameda. Got a huge Oscar the Grouch in a trash can stuffed. Seriously.
That's a hell of a pull.
No, it's a huge one. And I got that. And Benny is like the happiest guy. I'm like, Dad, I can't believe you won that. Made me feel like, dude, I can do it no wrong.
Dad that, of the
that
year
was
right
a
there.
Off.
MacGyver
I was like,
over
see
here.
Ya. I'm out.
You got to retire from the claw machine
right.
after that.
Mookie Betts of the claw.
Right, that's me. Shout out Jim Carrey and Liar Liar. The claw.
So then you had to walk around with said thing.
You know, we did. Well, it was taller than Benny, so I absolutely had
so
to.
So did you
walk
go back to the car and then drop it off? And
exactly.
Then come back?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what I did.
Yeah, because I like see the practical sense in me. It thinks about that because I'm always like, hey guys, you want coffee? I'm going to go get coffee.
And then
I have like 3 coffees and I'm walking down the road. I'm like, I'm spilling it all over
right,
my shoes.
Right, there you go.
What was I thinking?
Well, that one was easy because the parking lot was right there. But like if you're at the boardwalk, right, because a lot of people are going to the boardwalk in summertime, that's the worst thing is when you went and then you parked all the way over on the other side.
True.
It's just like, who's holding this crap? Not
it's
me.
So
I don't want
true.
To. And then you're going to go on rides. You're going to leave it. Someone's going to take it. I don't know what you're supposed to do there. By the way, here's more from Buster Posey speaking to the media on what I just said. The message to the clubhouse right now. It's time to go. Shout out E40.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks, and it's time to go.
I love the background music right there. It's good.
It's a good bass drop there.
It is. I think that's Take Over Control by Afrojack. That is what it is.
Did you guys notice that this week Giants attendance was awesome?
Dude, you could, on you fire could, yesterday.
You could say the Padres are a part of that, and I would agree. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Which is actually awesome, because the Padres as a fan base have been laughable for most of my entire life. And the fact that they become so relevant, it does add more juice to these games.
I got a homie, Jameson, down in San Diego, who is all in on, like, he has been his whole life, but all in on the Padres. And it's a fun little rivalry. You could say Joe's not a rivalry. I actually think it is.
It is becoming one.
I think it is.
And you know what?
Because like, we're all going for the same thing right now.
All the young kids like the Padres.
They do.
They're the young, up-and-coming team. They love this team right now. Kind of like the Thunder with Durant and Westbrook and Harden for a little bit. Like, they were like the rising league in the NBA, or the rising team, I should say.
Let me give you something.
Padres right now.
Let me give you something on them. I keep running you off the
road. No, you're good.
The boss said to me, there's not a chance in hell I would want Machado or Tatis on my team.
What?
After watching them for 4 days. He's like, I just don't like them as players. Like, not that they're not good. They are good. He thinks that they do dumb things. And I said, is that like my LaMelo take? Meaning, LaMelo's a good player. I recognize he's a good player. I don't think he's a winning player that I would want on my team. That doesn't mean he can't win, and that doesn't mean that in the right circumstance, he can even be more productive. I find him to be a knucklehead, right? And I think the boss is kind of going that way with Tatis and Machado. And I'm just, when I say that to you, you were like, what?
Yeah, come on. Like, those guys are incredible. Like,
but yeah, again, do some dumb stuff. When you watch a four-game series, no, they're really good. Machado less so than Tatis.
Machado's really good. He's really good defensive third baseman still, I think.
When it's all said and done, I think he'll have a case for the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he'll get there, but I think he'll have a case
for it. He'll be an interesting one. He's going to finish with more than 400 home runs,
that's
probably.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, I get, like, the clubhouse presence or, like, being, like, a jerk, quote-unquote. Like, I don't think any of that matter. Like, it's on the field. It should not matter. All of that.
He's also a dramatically underrated defender.
Right? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, well, he has 11 errors. I'm like, yeah, because he gets the balls that others can't get to.
Correct.
Like, that. I don't know. I think he's so good.
Now,
I love watching.
Where the boss, I think, is coming from on this, by the way, Manny Machado's batting 317 this year, 8 home runs, 31 RBIs. He's pretty freaking good.
He was a factor in this series.
Can those two be the best, like, can they be the leaders on your team, quote unquote? I don't know about that.
Well, Tatis does some dumb stuff.
He does. And you know what?
But he's so talented.
If he was on the Dodgers, would it have mattered? Like, would it matter? Like, that's what I'm saying here. Like, it's a team game still.
Sure.
You have to have other players around them. Like, Jackson Merrill, like, they locked him up. He's going to be a guy for years to come for them.
Hey.
And he's probably going to be the future, too, the guy that they lean on.
The only reason you don't walk Machado is because of Jackson Merrill.
Exactly.
And I think the world's coming around on him. He is a stud.
He is.
He's a stud.
Right?
Well, and their team is loaded. Like, when Xander Bogaerts is batting sixth or seventh for you on a nightly basis, like, you're doing pretty good.
And Cronenworth, I know he's kind of having, like,
no,
a down year.
No, I like Cronenworth.
Cronenworth's really good.
He's very versatile.
He's very versatile.
Every team needs a Cronenworth.
Every team also needs an injury report, I think. Right, Carter?
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right. As I flip my pages here, the A's might be getting healthier soon. God, they stink right now. The team announced that the first baseman, Nicholas Kurtz, is expected to be activated and rejoin the team this coming Monday, June 9th. Kurtz has been out since May 24th with a hip flexor strain. Kurtz will resume running drills this weekend, paving the way for his activation next week. He is one of their top prospects. The offense for the A's isn't a problem. It is their pitching. It's almost the inverse. The Giants, they're in the midst of, like, losing 20 of their last 22 games. Something ridiculous. They are one of the worst teams in baseball now. I remember you betting the over on their win total, you and Carter. It's not looking too good at this point, but maybe they'll get hot towards the end, Joe. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What are you looking at me like that for? You're looking at me with disgust. What?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Bewildered that an A's player is in the injury report. Who's hurt right now, Shasky? Besides you.
I mean, Steiny looked like he was walking in with a limp over there.
What?
Yeah, he might have had a little.
Steiny's injured?
Might have had a little too much.
That's just
how
he walks.
Well, especially after you shoot a 90-plus at Karika or wherever the hell he played.
He shot a 90.
Hey, man, he was cooking on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys yesterday.
Was he?
You know who's going to be cooking next? Dave Fleming. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.